KYRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, let's start this round off by saying please. Please go easy on us. We beg for your mercy. 766-9370. We got these GNR tickets. Show's going to happen on a Saturday night. That's the good thing. It's going to happen on a Saturday night, November 18th.
Yes, correct.
Golden One.
Correct.
So that's what you get. Joe's doing animals. I'm doing rock and roll. Give us some good stuff. Let's start with Steve. Steve, lick us and win.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, this one's for Dog.
Okay.
Who gave Joe Bonamassa his first break as a guitarist?
Ooh. Man. Let me ask this. Was it someone local?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. I have no idea. I don't even know where to start with this. Was it another guitar player?
Yes.
Okay. You've limited the field.
I don't know why, but I just want to throw this out there. Is this guitar player still alive that gave him his break?
No.
Was it Ronnie Montrose?
No, it was not.
I don't know who. Who was it?
It was the great B.B. King.
Wow.
B.B. King.
Really?
Wow. Okay, very done. Very nicely done, I should say. Hold on, we'll get you in. Hang on. Let's go to... How do I pronounce your name? Akash? Is that how I say it?
Correct. Wow, you actually got it on the first try.
Awesome.
Akash, you got an animal question for Joe. Lick us and win.
Welcome, dude.
Yes, sir. So, Joe, what animal can smell water up to 3 miles away?
What animal can smell water up to 3 miles away? Are we talking the elephant?
Oh, yeah, you got me.
Wow,
yeah.
Joe got one! Yeah! Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! All right.
Hey, that trunk, not just for show, huh? That sniffer and all that stuff works.
Yeah, big time, dude.
Wow.
Big time. That's how when it gets so hot during the dry season that the lead, the matriarch elephant, can always get him back to water.
3 miles away.
Yep.
That is pretty damn cool.
They're no joke.
Good question, Akash. Let's go to Steve. Steve, lick us and win.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
My question is for Joe.
Go ahead, man.
There are three names for a group of vultures, depending on what they are doing. What are the three names?
So there are three specific names that you would call the flock, if you will, when they're doing different activities.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, you know what?
It's out of my pay grade.
I have no idea. Yeah,
wow.
I have no idea.
If they're feeding, they're called awake. If they're resting, they're called a committee. And if they're flying, they're called a kettle.
Wow.
The creepiest one is the wake. When they're feeding, they're awake of vultures.
Ooh.
That is evil.
Yeah, it is.
And we learned this years back. Out where I live, I see vultures all the time. They're all over. They're so creepy. But we learned, remember, a lady called, and she worked somewhere. She volunteered at some sort of animal sanctuary or whatever. She said that they're extremely smart, and even though their heads look raw, like they've got that weird scabby turkey thing, she said they actually have small hairs on their head.
Yeah.
And they feel like velvet.
Yeah.
Isn't that creepy? Wow.
Like, they're not rough. They actually feel really soft, she said,
mm-hmm.
Which is so bizarre because you would think it would feel like elephant skin or something.
Oh, yeah.
Rough and hard. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like rubbing the bottom of, like, Oprah's heel, you would think, when you look at it.
Good Lord.
Okay, so hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Chris. Chris, lick us and win.
Yeah, hi. This question is for Dog.
Okay.
Yeah, the song Too Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes, they did it as a cover. Who originally wrote the song?
Just called Hard to Handle.
No, Too Hard to Handle. By the Black Crowes.
Yeah, isn't it just called Hard to Handle?
Oh, okay. Hard to Handle now.
Yeah. Is it an old school band or a newer school performer?
Old school.
Old school. Wow.
Ooh, I like the question. I like where you're coming from here, sir.
Was it a R&B or blues performer?
Blues.
Okay.
Well, rhythm and blues, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
R&B. Mm-hmm.
Not rock and roll.
No.
Wow. Not too hot in that category. Again, I'm not going to waste time. Who is it? I do not know. I don't even know where to start.
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on the dock, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Hang on, we'll get you in. That's a pretty good question. I didn't know that. Let's go to Christopher again. Another Chris. Link us and win.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
What was the name, or I'm sorry, what was the lineup of Kiss when they took off the makeup?
Ooh.
Okay, the first record they took the makeup off, that would have been Lick It Up, correct?
Correct.
And, okay. I hate Kiss. They're an awful excuse for a rock band. If they didn't ever dress up or sell all their Kiss condoms and Kiss caskets and Kiss this and Kiss my ass, if they never did that, if they never started the marketing company that they became, they would have never have become a band because they're all awful. And the best musician of that band, you know who it is, right?
Gene Simmons.
No. God, no. It is not Gene Simmons. It is not Peter Criss.
Eric Carr before he died.
Well, no, no. Paul Stanley does know how to sing. I'll give Paul Stanley. I think Ace Frehley's an awful guitar player. So back to your lineup. I'm going to say that it was Gene. It was Paul Stanley, because I know they were on Lick It Up. And I want to say that it was Ace and Eric Carr.
No.
Who was on Lick It Up? I can't remember.
Vinny Vincent.
Vinny, oh, the Invasion. Ah! All right, stupid me. I should have known that. But Eric Carr was the drummer, correct?
Yes, Eric Carr was the drummer.
Damn it. I missed it by a guitar player. All right, hang on. Let's go to David. David, lick us and win.
Hey, guys, got one for Jeff.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
All right. What animal has cube-shaped poop?
Has tube?
Cube, like a sugar cube.
Okay, so
cube.
Oh, cube.
Cube.
We have a square anus? How does that happen?
I don't know.
That's, I mean, what do you think about
it? How does that come out like a sugar cube?
Yeah, what do you think about the design and the mechanism that actually squeezes out the Play-Doh, if you will? Would it have to be square?
Wow. I don't even have an adequate guess to this. To be honest
they
with you.
They're bringing some great questions today. What I thought he said at first, I thought he did say a tube.
Meaning, I was going to go, what is it, the inside of it hollow?
Yeah, like a straw. Yeah. You know, I'm like, whoa, that's weird.
How are they pulling that one off?
Yeah, but it's even more bizarre that it's a square.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I don't know.
All right, you give up?
Yeah.
It's a wombat. A wombat.
Them Australian animals are crazy.
That is weird.
How does it get it to come out square? I got to Google that. Does it have a square backside?
I didn't Google any of that.
Yeah, will you?
Wow.
Yeah, check that out.
That
wow.
Is weird, huh?
All right,
great
hang on.
Question.
Let's go to Alan. Alan, lick us and win. Alan, you with us?
Yeah, this is a rock and roll question.
Okay.
All right. What famous drummer is no longer living did a drum solo in the 70s and the name of the song?
What? Lots of drummers in the 70s did drum solos that are dead. Peter Moon did a drum solo.
Name one.
Name one what?
Name one drum solo from a famous band
that has a dead drummer.
That has a dead drummer.
Okay. Ginger Baker, he's still alive, isn't he? Or is he dead?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The guy's first name was Ginger?
Yeah. That's Ginger weird. Baker. Yeah. Oh, God.
I thought this would be easy for you guys. All right. You want me to tell you?
Oh, hang on. Let me think about this. I'm trying to think of a dead drummer and the name of a solo. Then, okay, could it be part of a song, or does it have to strictly be the drum solo?
It was a part of a song that became a drum solo. He did it by hand.
Okay, well then, Moby Dick.
You got it.
Yeah, it'd have to be Moby Dick, John Bonham.
Wow!
Yeah.
That impresses me.
Okay, thank you for that. That was tougher than it sounded.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to John. John,
I can't
make us and win.
You got that.
All right, good morning, boys.
Hi, John.
What's happening? You want an animal question? You want a rock and roll question? Or you
just
want
give us a question. Give us an easy one.
It don't matter to us, brother.
Come on, quickly.
An easy one. Okay, how do octopuses reproduce?
Joe is getting hammered today.
Well, they reproduce like any other animal, don't they? Any other invertebrate?
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't. No.
Do they lay eggs like a fish, and then the male comes over and then fertilizes the eggs?
No.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, I could do this and be.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Okay. They all go off the coast of Australia and they look for the wombat with the square anus. Am I close?
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah. I found the wombat square poo on here.
And it's real.
And they listen to John Bonham playing Moby Dick. Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. One would imagine the male holds the female down onto the ground, or they got to wrap around something. They've got to grab onto something and hold them still.
There's a ninth tentacle.
You know what's so funny is, you know, fair. My friends and I, we look up all these stupid trivia questions.
What's the answer?
Okay, they do it orally, and then the female lays, I hope I get this number right, like 5,000 to 6,000 eggs, and it's actually a delicacy for all the bottom feeders. And that they're like one of the only fish that do it orally.
So the wow. Male octopus fertilizes the female octopus through its mouth?
Yep.
It uses its beak. They wow. have beaks. Yeah. They have beaks like an eagle.
Do octopus, they bite, don't they?
Yeah, an octopus and squids, they have beaks like a bird beak.
Huh.
Yep, that's what they eat their stuff with.
All right, fair enough. Hang on, we're going to do two more. We're going to be done. We're going to try to get one more round in GNR Saturday night, November 18th at Golden One. Let's go to Kristen, or Christina. Christina. Krista.
Krista. Yeah.
Krista, there we go. Lick us and win.
I got a question for Dog. What was the pseudonym used by the members of Blondie in 1997?
Crap. Crap, crap, crap. I just watched Blondie, 70 years of age, just turned 70. They had her on the Sunday morning special on CBS about 3 weeks ago, and I just watched the whole thing, and it was a great piece.
How does she look at 70?
She still looks good? She looks pretty good, and she's a really, really cool chick. And Blondie, fantastic band, and they said it during the documentary of the piece that I watched, and I cannot remember it. Hang on. Can we play the letter game, Krista? Will you give me a hint? Oh, God, I just saw this. Oh, I don't know.
It was Adolf's dog.
Adolf's dog, yeah.
Yeah, they found out that Hitler's dog was named Blondie.
Yeah.
And they released one song under that name.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and for people out there, go back and look at Blondie before she became Blondie, and when she was kind of modeling and she looks like Martha Stewart did back when Martha Stewart was young, and then you see the transformation. This thing I watched on that Sunday show, it was amazing. It was a cool little piece, but Blondie is now 70, and she's still going around, and she's still touring. Great question. Hang on, we'll get you in, and we're going to stop right there. We're going to try to get one more round in. GNR Saturday night here in town at Golden One, November 18th. Here's Stevie Nicks.